Our final report from the schools comes from Two Harbors, and Isaac is our reporter.
Hello from the North Shore Community School of the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phrenology report of the week of November 2nd, 2019. My name is Isaac, and I'm your phrenologist for the week. On Saturday the 2nd, we had daylight savings. We reset our clocks an hour earlier, so our mornings are now brighter. But the downside is that the sun sets earlier in the evenings. On Wednesday, Max noticed that Schmidt Creek was frozen over. We all went out on our school nature trail on the 6th. There was a little snow on the forest floor, and it was snowing a moderate amount. In science, we built solar ovens. Finally, we had a sunny day on Tuesday the 5th to test them. Even though it was only 36 degrees out, we got 140 degrees and even close to 200 degrees. We enjoyed making and eating s'mores and nachos in them. On Sunday, Bailey observed a red fox run across the freeway. On Wednesday, November 6th, Miss Jackson's class saw a bull running next to the pond near our school. They scared it away when they went to check out the cattails. Sophie's dad saw a really big raccoon in the middle of the road at 9 p.m. He almost hit it. Last night, on November the 8th, Sophie saw a buck that was a 10-pointer on the end of Reimer Road. The snow buntings are definitely moving in now that the cold and windy weather is here. There are many flocks flying overhead. The flocks blow around our school fields all day long. Ellen thinks they look like flying cotton balls, but Regan thinks they look like flying fish. There are three red-winged blackbirds appeared in Miss TG's feeder on Friday the 8th. Two males had beautiful red and yellow marks on their wings, and the other had streaked brown. Alex kicked over a stump and saw a bunch of holes with sweat bugs in them. They were metallic green, about a centimeter long. Our class noticed that cattails in the pond are spreading their seeds on Wednesday the 6th. And EE's sixth graders were burning balsam fir trees using the logs for muddy nature trails. We cut them down because they are infected with spruce budworm. This concludes our phrenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Isaac. Good. Thank you for warning us to be observant. That's always the case. Schmidt Creek was frozen. I was intrigued to hear that their solar ovens got close to 200 degrees. That's amazing when you think about it. At this latitude, to be able to get that kind of temperature inside of a shiny little box. Voles, they're active throughout the year. The owls are thankful for that. Raccoon, you would think if you could, if you were a raccoon, that you'd find a good warm spot to huddle up and wait out the season. And a 10-point buck at the at the end of Ryerson Road. I've forgotten the name of the road, but I'm sure the rest of you are all listening and are probably headed that way right now. And three red-winged blackbirds. That's really unusual. There are occasionally reports of red-winged blackbirds spending the winter this far north, and these may be three who volunteer to do so.